Dear children, today we are going to read the supplementary reading story, The Wonder Called Sleep. The sleep is very, very important to our body, that everyone knows very well. So let us read this story. Our body and the brain recover from fatigue after a good sleep. We dream while sleeping, but we do not always remember our dreams. During sleep, our heartbeat becomes slower and our temperature and blood pressure go down. Now let us read the story in elaborate. We know enough about what sleep is. Though we do not know what exactly causes sleep, sleep is a state of rest, an unconscious rest. When we sleep, our body recovers from fatigue caused by the day's activities. Fatigue means, suppose we can understand the laziness or feeling uneasy. This will be removed when you get nice sleep. After a good sleep and the rest that it gives, we become alert and active again, ready for the normal activities of the day. When we wake up in the morning, it's not always possible for us to remember what happened when we were asleep. We may remember a dream, but the rest of our sleep was a kind of darkness in which nothing seems to have taken place. So when we sleep, mostly we do not know what is going on with us. We go to absolutely unconscious condition. Several things happen to our body while we are sleeping. As we sink deeper into sleep, our muscles relax more and more. So our muscles are getting relaxed when we sleep. It is our nice sleep gives a lot of relaxation to our body. Our heartbeat becomes slower. Our temperature and the blood pressure go down. The ever-active brain also slows down so that we cannot think or act consciously, but we dream. So we are absolutely go to unconscious conditions, but our mind is somewhat working, that compels to dream. Okay. When we wake up, our temperature and blood pressure rise to normal. So when we sleep, the temperature, blood pressure, brain works are slowing down. When we get up, very soon it is becoming normal. Our heartbeat and the breathing also become normal, and we are fully awake and have forgotten most, if not all, the dreams that we had while sleeping. So sleeping is very, very important. Another main points we discussed: a dream is an activity of the mind when we are asleep. Dreams help us sleep through noise and other disturbances. Dreams may reveal something about one's problems, but they cannot tell the future. Now read in again elaborative. What is a dream? It is an activity of the mind that takes place when we are asleep. Some dreams are probable, while others are not. Some dreams are probable. That means we can explain, or we may get what is happening, what is the meaning of the dreams. We may understand. But some dreams we cannot recognize when we get up from the bed. What happened in our dreams like that? That only means that many of the things that happen in dreams could happen when we are awake. Others could not. Some dreams remember very long back what we happened with us. Some dreams we cannot recognize what happened in the dreams and what is related to our life. Why these types of dreams have come, we cannot explain it. Dreams seem to be important for several reasons. They are also important to us. What are the importance? First is that a dream can help us to sleep through noise or other disturbances. So we can get a nice sleep. For example, the alarm clock rings But our mind causes us to dream that the telephone or doorbell is ringing and that we are awake and answering it. Sometimes your mobile phone is ringing, but the doorbell, while you are sleeping, you may think that someone came and called. Suppose the milkman came to distribute milk, so you may pick up the vessel, open the door to get ready. By this time no one will be there. Then only you realize that the phone ringed, not the milkman came. Certain doctors have found that one's dreams often reveal a great deal about one's problems, and that if understood correctly, they can provide a key to the solution of those problems. But we must remember one thing: dreams cannot be used as a way to tell the future. They simply can never tell the future. So the what is going on, what is happening, what is in your family happening, that cannot be predicted by the dreams. Or sometimes you may get a dream that near your house or in your land there is a treasure. You dig and take. But you should not believe that. This is not probable. So you have to think your brain, not to act upon the dream. Sleep is the most common experience, but how many of us really think about the wonder and the power of sleep? Many poets have written beautiful poems about sleep. Here is one in which the poet is describing the experience of falling asleep. Read it aloud. Lights out. I have come to the borders of sleep. The poet says a sleeper is about to go to unconscious stage. The unfathomable deep, forest where all must lose their way, however straight, are winding soon or late. They cannot choose. There is not any book or face of dearest look that I would not turn from now to go into the unknown. I must enter and leave alone. I know not now. So the poet is explaining how a dream. I once again read and try to understand. I have come to the borders of sleep, the unfathomable deep, forest where all must lose their way, however straight, or winding soon or late. They cannot choose. There is not any book or face of dearest look that I would not turn from now to go into the unknown. I must enter and leave alone. I know, not how. So this poem is written by Edward Thomas. So you try to understand this. If you have any doubt, you may ask me. Under question answers which are given out of the handout, you have to complete this. Okay, thank you very much. All the best. Let us meet in the next story in another one class. Thank you very much. Thank you.